Night, we're holding in the sugya of Zrizas. At night, we're holding, at night, we have a chabur of Oilam that's holding Zrizas. There's a archaim I want to share with Oilam. When I, 2 years ago, we went to visit Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel. So he spoke to Oilam, he told us there's an archaim in Parashas Yisrael that he thinks Yeshiva Bach should learn every day. That was his, that he says this should be Yeshiva Bach's. Did he call it an anthem? Maybe he called it the national anthem. I don't know. He said a funny sprach. But he said, this should be Yeshiva Bach's Archaim. Archaim in Yisrael, that Yeshiva Bach should learn every day. So I would like to share the Archaim with Eilim. Mamish, for, I have to say a very short day, but for a few minutes, to share the Archaim with Eilim. And it's Hashkoch, well, in the Sugi of Zrizas, on the topic of Zrizas, part of it. The Archaim says on the Pasuk, Parakitas Pasuk Beis, Vayisum Refidim, Vayavo Midbar Sinai, Vayachim Bamidbar. It says the obvious kasha is that at first as they came to Midbar Sinai, and then it says they traveled from Refidim. So Rashi asks the Chazal's kasha should first say they traveled from Refidim, then they came to Sinai. Why does it first say they came to Sinai, then it says they traveled from Refidim? So Rashi brings the pshat that the whole. I'm sorry, Rashi doesn't bring this pshat. Archaim brings it as his first pshat. It's a medrash that the whole world was waiting for Klal Yisrael to accept the Torah. So it's such an exciting event, Klal Yisrael coming to Midbar Sinai to accept the Torah first as they arrive. Like Ha'avim Kalkelos Ashura. It's so exciting they're accepting the Torah. They came to Sinai. Oh, I forgot some details. Like, it's such an excitement to get to the point. The person is telling over something good that happened to him. He says of what happened to him. Oh, I forgot to fill in some details. It's just too exciting. But the Archaim says, pshat in the following pasuk. He says there are three in Yanim that are akdamah to Torah. This pasuk, vayisum refidim, they left refidim, vayavo midbar sinai, they came to midbar sinai, vayachim ba midbar, they encamped in the midbar, are three conditions to be mekabel to Torah. And he says these are the three conditions that without them Hashem can't give the Torah. His lashon is the Archaim HaKadosh. Achain, Kavanas HaKasbu Lahaktim Gimlin Yanim. The intention of the pasuk is to give akdama, an introduction, three things. Heim ikrei achana lakabal satayra. They're the main preparation for accepting the Torah. Sheb emtziusam, through the means of them, nisratz Hashem lanchilam nach l'shakai. Hashem wants to give us His inheritance. He tereseinu ane'ima. That's a zisa Torah. These three things are the conditions for Torah. And this of Nosson Tzvi Finkel, our dogma of our generation, of Mesiris Nevesh for Torah, said this Archaim should be Yeshiva Bach should learn every day. These are the three things needed for Kabbalah Satayr. This Archaim. And the three achanas are as follows. Ha'echa, the first one, who is skabrus v'samsus, is a strengthening of oneself, the esek atoyer, to learn basmada. Ki ha'atzlus, you see, by the way, agav, the kabbalah satoyer doesn't mean learning toyer. So he says, these are three conditions needed to inherit the toyer. Inheriting the toyer doesn't mean learning it. Inheriting means becoming a shtik toyer. It means the toyer to become one with you. One with us. So he says, the first condition is amsus v'esek atoyer. Ki atzlus, laziness, who esev amafsid ashkachas asagasa. Atzlus is something that loses, causes a person not to become one with Torah, not to be masik Torah. V'lezet tim, so you'll find, ki kol makam, she is kirena Hashem l'Torah. Every time it mentions Torah, yidaktek loymar chayzek v'aymetz. Whenever it speaks about Torah, it says chazak v'amatz. At gedish yomitz atzmele, at they kach to kill oneself for it. D'chsiv zayis atayra adam ki yomitz ba'il. V'darshu zichrein levracha that a person remains atzmele. And he said, Rabbanan call it esik atayra. Esik means to be esik. Hishtadlus atayra. Why didn't they call it limud atayra? Because it has to be with its amsus. It has to be to fight off a laziness. The Rabban Kamo, many expressions about Torah of esik. Of lasik v'divrei Torah, he says, look what I was mifarish from my sefer Chafetz Hashem that I made on some Sechs and Shas when I was young. He says the tira, and you'll see there that a person can't be masig ha'asaga elibis amsus gadol u'kneged zehem avakasav ayisim refidim. The first condition of a Torah is travel from refidim. It doesn't mean the place called refidim. It means trials from Rafida from this matter of Rifyan. A Rifyan means that something's not bisamsus. It means that something was atzlus. Rifyan means when something's ruffled in your hands, in our hands, it means it's not held stark. It means with an atzlus. The first condition of Kabbalah Sotayra is Vayisum Rafidim, to leave this matter of atzlus. In Ali Shur, Revolva says, in Aizen a thing, the Gemara in the Darim says that a father wanted to teach his children. He wanted to teach them Zrizus. So he made a deal. He said, I'm shechting the Korban Pesach, and whichever of the kids gets to Yerushalayim first, he'll be included in the Korban Pesach. I'm shechting the Korban Pesach, he'll be from the Minuyim. He'll be from those that are allowed to eat from my Korban Pesach. And it says they raced to Yerushalayim, and his daughters won. And the Lashon, the Gemara is, Nimsu Banois Zrizus, the girls was Zrizim, and it says the banim were shvelim, were shuffle. Zaka Volba, why is shvelus? Shvelim means low. Shuffle. It says nimsu the banis were zrizais, and the banim were shvelis. Zaka Volba Nali Shu, you see the opposite of zrizus is shvelus. What's that? So he says, the Mesias Hasharim says that a person's afriyais chumriyais, a person's made out of dirt, is physical. A person's full of, we're afram and adama. A person's very physical. He says that Zrizus is the pshat, that the neshama, the ruach, the mind, rules over the chumrius, rules over the person. The person in the morning is tired and doesn't want to move. If his mayach rules over, that's Zrizus. The person doesn't want to learn basmada. When he is in front of the Gemara, he doesn't want to tracht about the taisa. I don't understand the taisvis. That's also atzlus. I don't understand the Gemara. Okay. That's atzlus. That's chumrius. That's offer. That's the dirt of him. That's the chumrius, the physicality of the man. The zariz is the pshat that his brain rules over. The zariz is the pshat that he moves his body. He says, body, come on, let's go, let's go. He fires up his body, the mayach controls. The zariz is the person that his ruach controls his body. The zar is the pshat that he rises, he becomes more of a shemayim dekayid, his neshama wins out. The atzel, the lazy person, is natural, all physical, and every person, the Mrs. Sharm says, has laziness. Afriyei sachrim yasim, every person. We're kavei, we're heavy. It's the pull down, the pull towards physicality. Every person has this pull towards offer, towards dirt, and has a neshama which makes him want to soar. He has that sphera. The zar is the pshat that the shamayim part of him is winning. That's the zar is. And the opposite of Zrizus is shvelus, is offer, is shuffle, is low, is his physicality is winning out. He's tired, he can't, he has a million excuses. He says, Hasharim speaks vayit, but he didn't get up to this yet. He speaks about an atzel becomes a genius. Atzlus controls the brain also. The person is such a chaymer, he comes up with yed this svar why he should learn. He has gainus. His gainus while learning is bad for him. Gaine gainus, it pressurizes him. He comes up with shtik luchtayrez. Gaine gainus. Yadayna becomes a kivega. When his atzlus rules, he becomes a kivega. Why he shouldn't steig? Why he needs to take it easy? Why it's harsh for him to learn too much? Yadayna becomes a kivega. The Mrs. Sharm speaks about this. The gainus that atzlus causes. That's because even his mayach, even his shamayim part is kafuf under the offer, is kafuf under his kvedus, is pulled down to the heaviness of a person, to the laziness of a person. And the first tonight, the Kabbalah Sotayra is this amsus, to become a shamayim that yid, a zariz. The opposite of a shuffle is an elevated yid. The opposite of a shuffle, a zariz is an elevated yid, a yid whose brain, whose neshama rules over, who moves his body, is a zariz, it's amsus, it's chazkus. These are the first conditions of Torah to overcome. The first conditions of Limud HaTorah. And through this is Amsus, the Limud HaTorah. This is Amsus of Limud HaTorah. The person becomes Ois Kaved, becomes an unheavy person. That's what we spoke about in the Mesias Hasharim, that in the Braisi of Pinchas Ben Yair, the first step towards any Aliyah and Ruchnis is Torah. Torah conquers this Kvedus. Torah is this. Amsus from Torah conquers the Kvedus of Adam. The person goes from being this heavy. You see a person who's 60 years old, 70, 80, and is heavy and slow, and you see 30-year-olds like that, and 20-year-olds, slow and heavy. That's the kvedus adam. If you notice, every kid, a person has to know that, like this, that will also create with a tremendous desire to rise, to steig, to go. You see kids lazy. A kid doesn't want to sleep. You tell a kid to go to sleep, they don't want to go to sleep. Because the person is created also with the tremendous shamayim, the kapol, of action, of running, of moving. The kfeida settles in. If the person is not misamet, mischazek, so as he gets older and older and older, the gashmi settles in. The kfeida starts coming more and more and more. V'yinagum v'kfeidus. As the person goes weiter, kfeidus, the heaviness comes in. More and more and more and more. If the person, fakerta, when he's young, is able to overcome that, is able to keep that natural energy, every little kid has a lot of energy, runs and comes and goes. If the person is able to take all that energy and to dedicate it towards Hashem, then he doesn't get that natural kvedus of life. This is what it says, that it says, chashti v'lois mamati, I told Adam last night, David HaMelech says, chashti, I hastened, I went fast, v'lois mamati, and I didn't delay. So the obvious cash is, he went fast and he didn't delay. It's a double lashon. If you went fast, you don't delay. So Aaron Sabin always says over in Reb Pesach Kron, a beautiful teretz, that I went fast, I didn't delay. He says over that I went fast, but not because I was late. As long as you rush because you're late. I went fast, chashti, delays mamati, not because I was late. I wasn't delayed. I was on time and I still went fast. It's time because of my av of the thing, of the dover, of ruchnis. What the pshat I want to share with them is chashti is I went fast when I was young. Chashti, the Ben Ishchai says this pshat. Chashti, I went fast when I was young. Memeil of lois mamati. Memeil when I was old, I didn't delay either. When the kvedus normally, when the heaviness and slowness normally settles in, since when I was young, I trained myself. Chashti, I hastened fast. So lois mamati, I didn't delay. I didn't slow down. When the age normally comes to slow down, and people get heavier and heavier as life sinks on, the person gets less action and less action. Lois mamati. As David HaMelech said, a yinuvim b'seved is still fruitful in old age. The shein of ranamim, you, fresh and vigorous. Because if the person trains himself in our years, in the years of Bachros, in these years, to be active people, zrizim, with his amsus and his chazkus, befrat in limud ha-Torah, befrat, that's the area, esek ha-Torah, that's the area the person conquers this kredus, this offer aspect. If the person works on that, then blaze mamati, as he gets older and older, he has a natural lightness. He's light on his feet. He's a zariz. Somebody who easily is able to, on a dime, do something and accomplish in this world. And the person who's the kovid, what can he really do in this world? Nothing. He's shuffle. He's nothing he can accomplish in this world. The person who's so conquered by this kredus, this heaviness, this laziness, the gashmi is ruling the afrias achumris, as Mrs. Hashem explains it. This the physicality, and he's so tall in his physicality. He needs his big meal. He needs his mamish. He's a Western man. He needs his coffee and this, and there's all these huge gashmistic needs. And he's a heavy person who can't move so fast, who needs his afternoon nap and morning nap and night nap. And he's just this heavy person who's so shakua and gashmias, so covet, so heavy, so low, so held down and gashmias. That person, what can he really accomplish? He's no koiches, he's no energy, no zrizus, no. It's a ein lecha shvelus gadolis. It's a shuffle. It's a shuffle. A low person. He's heavy and slow. He's eternal. Can't do anything, can't accomplish, he's not a zariz. Have oz kinomer, a person in order to be taka has to be bentayr, in order to shtag has to be oz kinomer, has to develop in these years as rizos, has to fire up the engine in these years to become a person of a zariz, a helga person, a person who's controlled, the shemayim dekiyid, a person who's controlled by his ruchnias, doesn't get heavier, he's light on his feet, kal kinomer. You ever see a number, you ever see a fast animal run? If you didn't see a number, you ever saw a deer gracefully fly? That's not the fastest of animals. Light on his feet. Light on his feet. Quick. That the person's not the kvedus. That's our avoid. That's the first thing our Chaim says. It's a tenai for Kabbal Satayr. It's an essential to be one with Tayr. It's this amsus and esig Tayr. That's the first thing. Inyan Gimel Zot our Chaim. The third thing is Beyir Chachamim. B'schabrus b'leiv shalem v'tamim. To attach ourselves to our chaverim, to attach ourselves, b'chabrus, to have a whole chabura, b'leiv shalem v'tamim, in a whole heart. Leishi abad b'bad, not to be so independent, not alone. Shaleim amrakos of cherv el abadim. Rachman, it's on the sword and those who are alone. Eli yisvadu yachad, to group together. V'yachdu zelazeh, and to sharpen one another. V'yazbiru panim zelazeh, and to work with each other, and to teach each other, and to explain the Torah to each other. K'neged zeh amar, v'yichan sham Yisrael, lashon yachid, shenasu kulan yachid kish echad. Zatar chayim, the last condition needed is eschabrus yachad. Not my aliyah, my aliyah, my aliyah, our aliyah. To have eschabrus yachad, to track to vayenim, to join together with a group of bnei aliyah. Not levad, not bad, cherev al abadim. The third condition is vayachin sham Yisrael neged har keishechad b'lei b'chad vayachin lashon yachid keishechad b'lei b'chad ischabrus yachad, a group joining together yisvadu yachad v'yachadu lezelazeh, and to sharpen each other entire, to see if I can not just shteig myself, to see if I can have a chevru b'nei aliyah, a chevru encourage each other to shteig, a group. Certainly to be selective who comes into this group, certainly. But a group who are committed together, to shteig together, to be mechazik each other, to watch out for each other, to each strengthen each other and tell you, did you hear pshat in this? Did you get pshat in this? To mechazik each other, to make sure each one's learning, to make sure each one's mechazik chedushim to each other, to make sure each one's clarifying Torah to each other, to make sure each one's being mechazik the other to shteig. B'schabrus yachad. That's the third condition. And he says, with these three things, vein atem ruim lekabolas atayr. This is amsus to fight laziness. This amsus alim atayr chazak ve'anatz. This askus b'tayr to learn without a rifyan. Vayisim refidim. That's one condition needed to become a tayridik person. The second condition needed is the shiflus nanava. B'midbar, vayachnu b'midbar in the desert. Shakol darch malav. That's free and hefker. The person shouldn't have limitations and so many shackles of his own covet, of his own social position, and what's Yenim going to think, what's this one going to think, the shackles on a person that he can't do anything, because what's this one going to say, what's that one going to think, what's he going to feel, all the things that shackle us, because we're so afraid about our position, our social position, and our covet, the shifl sanava yachm b'midbar, shakol darch malav. That it's a midbar that he just does and pursues truth. Sayin limanatayr, not being in a baishin loymid. And sayin mahalach hachayim, that he does what's right. He's not so machpin, not so worried about positioning his covet, his social status. Vayachnu b'midbar is the shiflus v'anava, is the second condition of archayim. And the final condition of archayim is chabris yachad, of finding a group of bnei aliyah and being mechaber together. With an achdus together, opening his heart, not the ani, my shtagin. I can't now, to focus in on a chabura, a group, to get a group of bnei aliyah together, mechazik each other, in a healthy, gesund eifen. In a healthy eifen. An eifen which pick up each other, not put down the other one. In a healthy, gesund eifen, one being mechazik the other, one learning and shtagin and teaching the other, and clarifying the Torah to the other, clarifying pshat to the other. A chabura yachad. And with those three conditions, one's takaroi to stand at our Sinai. Kilu ayoyim netna. Chadashim, b'chol yoyim, kilu ayoyim netna. One is takazaych with these three tanayim, and at any point that one accepts these three tanayim, a person zaych takaz kabal satayr. And certainly we know everything is kafida achana. This is the Yisrael Chaim. That everything, every kabal is kafida achana. Anything to get any ashva of any kedush is kafida preparation for it. Always goes by the preparation. And these three things, what our Chaim tells us, and from Gedolei HaDor today, Blessed Svi Finkel said that these three things should be on Yeshiva Bacha's mind daily. These three conditions that are needed, essential, for us to make our Kabbalah Satayr.